WZQ,
Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
From the withering cesspool of modern minds, an observation of the great society without morals. People in a hurry. Traveling a road that goes nowhere.
Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, oh, rock and roll, 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 Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night.
Yes, that's the way it's going to be tonight, folks, on the show. If you can believe that we're on the air, and everybody's here. You know, all of your favorites are in the studio tonight, including Dr. Doc Brown.
Yep.
Joe. Joe Stacks. Oh, Joe Stacks is on the phone, too, we think.
Live on the line.
And across the studio way there would be good old the Plow King. And if that weren't enough, of course, Chesty is here. And way in the background is Radio Phil, who will be giving us his cool and current observations on the scene as the show progresses tonight, folks. Okay? Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
We're on the air suddenly.
That's good.
People are going to want to know how you're doing, is the thing.
Right. Well, I'm doing good. The Christmas lights are up and all that good stuff. That's fun. That's always fun and entertaining.
Your lights are up, or just lights are up in general.
10,000 megawatts of power.
10,000 megawatts. They were a good group back in the 90s, yeah. Who was the lead singer? That chick. Anyway, Joe, on the line there, we're starting off with some wax that you sent us, Joe Stacks.
Glad to hear it. What are you spinning first there, Jim?
Well, we're going to kick it off here, and I wish you'd say something about these guys. It's a group called The Eyes.
All right. Well, The Eyes are a fairly minor kind of mod beat group that recorded just a handful, say like about three or four singles on the Mercury label in the UK.
Yeah, man.
And you're playing what track tonight?
I'm Road Out.
I'm Road Out. That's one of my favorites. That's the flip side of their kickin' first single. I mean, that was really a double A side. The other flip side is When the Night Falls. They only did a handful of four singles.
Yeah, man.
A couple of originals here, and they also did a couple of covers along the way, including a good version of Good Day Sunshine, which I would love to hear someday.
Hey, well, now, Joe, give me a year on these guys, 66?
You're looking at this single came out in 65,
and their
recording career ended just a year later in 66.
Yeah, okay.
How come?
Yeah, how come?
Oh, you know, the usual stuff. The singles aren't selling, so the label's not pushing them. They don't get to record an album or more material, you know, if they're not pulling down the hit singles.
No Chinese Girlfriend or anything like that?
Oh, you know, it's always a possibility, but you know it's sad because the later singles are like more the label starts doing the covers game. It's like, well, you know, if you do this Beatles cover, I bet it'll be a hit.
Yeah, and then you get more time in the studio, but it didn't. It wasn't, and they didn't. All right. Well, before we get into it, then, folks, you know, you're digging the Lost Discs Radio Show, and you could obviously be getting in on the action as some people do on these nights when we do it live. We are doing a live show here, and suddenly it's a month of December of 06. You see what's happening? Go ahead, give them the email thing, Doc.
Yeah, it would be lost.
Chew your food, young man.
Lost at wbcq.us.
See that?
I'm good at it now.
See? Got a couple beers in him and he can remember. So get it in on Lost at WBCQ.us. And in the meantime, you're going to have to groove to this action. Yeah, it's an exclusive tonight, man, on the show. It's the incredible sound of the eyes.
You got a gray suede coat and a soul like fire. You got all you want, you couldn't be no higher. Said you bend the town like you're a queen. And there ain't no place that you've not been. Fix. But I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you. Said I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you. Said I'm rode out, yeah, I'm rode out with you.
Radio. What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Knight!
Say, isn't there some way I can hear what he's saying? I'm sorry, I didn't have time to hook up the audio.
WBCQ! Early rock and roll! Early rock and roll!
me, but I'm instead. When you're not there, here they come again. What you gonna do?
Lost Discs Radio.
Its mind-expanding power has been known for 2,000 years.
Time has passed. Today in their modern Payard plants, the ingenious craftsmen of this village devote their talents to their 20th century mission.
Man, what are you cats doing making a scene?
Why are we making this scene? You know why? Come on, you got it. Let's share it, huh?
Yeah. I've got plenty of stuff. Good stuff.
Your mind.
You think so? Well, then dig this.
Love, peace, and rock and roll.
What?
Are you a cop or something?
No, I'm a woman and I want to be treated like one.
Talking to the microphone.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What's the matter, little boy? Didn't your mother ever teach you about the birds and the bees?
Yes. All right. Well, that'll be enough of that, Chesty. All right. Everyone mind your P's and Q's. We're live on the air here, folks. We gotta watch what we say. And it is suddenly time for Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week, folks.
Okay.
But she is on the microphone.
Yes.
Oh my God, she's on the microphone.
I am on the microphone.
Okay, well, all right, Chesty. Prove it.
Well, this week's chick pick is Girls Don't Grow on Trees.
Yeah, man. And anything you want to say about that one there, Chip?
No, I think the title says it all. We know.
Oh, yeah. It's another exclusive, man.
This girl, I think he's the most foolish person in this whole wide world. Doesn't know a good thing when he gets it on a plate. You know he better straighten up before it is too late. Girls don't grow on trees, they just don't fall from the sky. Girls, they are a blessing, believe me. Best hold on to what you got before it slips away. Girls don't grow on trees, they just don't fall from the sky. Girls, they are a blessing, believe me, to each and every guy. Can't you see if she's acting strange and you think she's changed? It is just a to realize that a bit of heaven disappeared before his eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible sounds there of the Ides of March. If you could believe, Chesty is hip enough, folks, to be picking out some early stuff by the Ides of March. And we got to throw it over to Joe Stacks. These are the same guys that everybody knows that did that Vehicle Baby song. Vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't turn around for without finding that record.
Doc, do you know that one?
Well, I'm a vehicle baby.
Vehicle baby. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know.
I thought you might know the riff, man.
Vehicle baby.
Reading is fundamental, Doc. I thought you might know that one.
But yeah, that one. I mean, like the bookmobile.
So
that's the only vehicle I remember.
Yeah. Joe, and now these guys, they had that like in the early 70s, that hit with Vehicle. But this is like a mid-60s thing. Who knew that they were around that whole time? What's going on there?
Well, these guys were...
Do we care about that?
Oh, excuse me. They were originally out of the Chicago scene.
Yeah.
And like everybody, they started, you know, with the real Beatles influence stuff on the local labels.
Yeah.
Got picked up, believe it or not, by Parrot with a song called "You Wouldn't Listen," which charted in 1966. Made it all the way to number 42. And this was their last Parrot single.
Parrot.
Last Parrot single from 1968. And by this time, they had completely stopped charting at all. So
yeah.
This was, I guess, the last shot. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's not bad. They had some of the early stuff surprises me. It's pretty good. Chesty's digging it, anyways. Before that, it was a group called Patty's Groove. You know, it won't last long. Joe, anything on Patty's Groove? I mean, come on.
This group's this gang's a mystery to me, but I can tell you they were on the Columbia label.
Oh, that's mainstream, man.
1966. That appears to be their only single.
Yeah.
One of those mysterious, you know, one record hey, groups.
That's creepy. Yes.
You doing some kind of like thing there? Like, what's is it? How's that Patty's Group spelled?
P-A-T-T-I, Patty's.
Oh, like a hamburger patty.
Patty's Groove.
I was thinking Patty, St. Patrick's Day, Ides of March. You know, your
panties group.
Doing all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. What, in December I'm doing that? I know.
You never know. March is going to be here before you know it.
Well, but at the rate you're going, Doc, that's for damn sure. Hey, let's check in on the email because there are some people happening right now. It's Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario. How about that? And he's checking in, and he says it's time to just smoke some banana peels, he says, and kick back for an hour, okay? We want to know, the Plow King wants to know if it's snowing in Keswick, Ontario. Okay, so email back, you got to get in and let us know about that. Speaking of snowing, here's Chris in East Tennessee. He's not getting it on the shortwave tonight, but he's listening on the internet feed at WBCQ.com. You know, thank God for the technology, folks, because... Yeah, the propagation. You can swear all the hell you like there, Plow King. Plow King's watching his goddamn mouth.
Damn right.
Cosmic Debris. You know that guy Cosmic Debris checking in? You know, he does the Lumpy Gravy radio show on BCQ on Saturday nights, 6 p.m., and here we are getting him. He's getting, now see, how's he getting a signal? He's in Maryland, and he says he's getting this show on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz. Of your underground shortwave experience. And a big peace sign, Doc, you gotta throw up a big peace sign to Cracker and Brad, who are listening and chatting away in the chat room.
Cracker right and bread?
Cracker and cracker and soup oyster Brad.
Bread, okay.
Okay. Now, speaking of that kind of thing, are we getting a signal? What frequency is that on over there, Chesty? 5110, we're very faintly getting... a signal of the shortwave. And we can just hear the ranting going on and on. So
just faintly.
Faintly blowing. So we're going to move on to something else that's not as embarrassing. Now, Joe, this might not be embarrassing for me, but it might be for you. It's been a long time now, and I've had this on deck for quite some time, and I've let you off the hook many times, but people, you need to prepare yourself that it's time now to try and stump Joe Stacks.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Joe, you're going to get this one. I have so much faith in you.
I've heard that before.
No, this is a dead giveaway. Okay, he's gonna get it, and no one else would get this, but I know Joe will. Now, you know, he's got all the info on all these groups, right? And it's just right at the top of his head, man. So we're gonna spin a record, and then we're gonna throw it over to Joe, and he just simply has to tell us who's that record by, who's this by, okay? And I'm gonna give you the same info that I always give you going into this record, Joe. Now I need you to listen carefully to me. All right, Joe?
Listening, the Beau Brummels.
Okay, now calm down, Joe. This is... this is... No, don't feel bad for Joe, because he's going
to
get this.
But you don't get to see me sweat, so that's a good thing for all of us.
Okay, he's sweating right now, folks. You can just imagine. He's going to be... This is like American Idol. Joe, before we go into this, I need to ask you, do you have a bottle in front of you?
Well, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me, Jim.
Yes. I say no more, please.
I get it.
Okay, so... You're going to need a little brain juice for this, is what I'm saying, Joe, but you're going to get it. Okay, it's out of 1967. Check. It's an American group. Check. It's on the ACTA Records label. And...
You say ACTA?
ACTO, with an O at the end.
ATCO.
Okay? And put it this way. You've probably heard this song in both the stereo and mono copies. Okay.
You know what this
Think
is
about
like?
That.
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like phone a friend. Like that's what it sounds like. Like right. Joe is there just sweating it out. Like there's this big right. trivia question. You're going to win $10 million if he gets it right.
Yeah. But he can't call anyone because, you know, we got the phone line tied up.
No, we
up,
called so. Him though. So, you know, he's on the line, like trying to answer your question.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. You're like Regis Philbin and right. I'm relaying it to him because I'm the guy
yeah,
under the
gun. Yeah, you're trying to give him all the clues you can.
Okay. Now, Joe, did you copy all of that, all that info?
That's a big 10 for a good buddy.
Okay, buddy. Well, then here it comes tonight, man. exclusively on the show, we're going to try to stump Joe Stax with this one. And if anyone else gets it, you could get in on the email and give it to us. Good luck, folks.
How does it feel to be the winning one? I just found out I'm second in line. Aren't you glad you're the winning one? For I'm left behind. But how does it feel in the morning after you leave and I come? I'm only second, so I have to try harder than you, and I have to fly farther than you to find a love that's true. But a second place won't do. Can I ask you, you're the winning one? Does he slip and sometimes call my name? Even though you are the winning one, I love him just the same. Well, maybe you might say I'm foolish, but rather than leave him, I die. I'm only second, so I have to try harder than you, and I have to fly farther than you to find a love that's true. But a second place won't do. But rather than leave him, I die. I'm only second, so I'm gonna try harder than you, and I'm gonna fly farther than you to find the love that's true. But a second place won't do.
Okay, folks, time to stump Joe Stax, or anybody else for that matter, who cares. You've got about 10 seconds. It's coming up. If he gets it, we play the theme song. If Joe gets it right, we spin his theme song next. If he doesn't, then you know, we all get on his case. You got about 10 seconds before he gives you the answer to email your answer to lost@wbcq.us and name that group. The song is called I'm Only Second. It's on the Acto label, and that was 1967. And Joe, can I tell you anything else, or do you just want to lay it on us, man?
Now, was that, in fact, the Rose Garden?
Was it? Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it was easy, like I said.
Oh, Joe, you heard Chesty when she said it in the back.
No, come on!
My request is next time play something a little more upbeat.
Sorry. Wasn't swinging enough for you, eh, Joe?
That was a little too mellow for my taste, but still good stuff. And you're right, I have heard it in mono and stereo, and I think I've bought it at least two or three times going, hey, I bet I don't have the mono copy of this, only to get it home and go, oh, I had the mono copy.
The one and only Joe Stax, ladies and gentlemen, exclusive to WBCQ and the Lost Disc Radio Show.
And and offers of money to the Lost Disc Forum.
Oh, go ahead, give them the address, Joe.
Although for the forum...
Well, for the website, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't you go to LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. No www.
No, yeah, no triple dub, man. And spell the word discs with a C. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. And we have a forum going there, and Joe Stacks has lots of groovy information on these obscure discs that you all dig. All right. Well, Joe, that's exciting. I'm glad that we did it. I'm glad that there was no embarrassment, and I hope that your adrenaline level is starting to drop back to normal. Back to normal. Right?
Hello?
Somebody? Yeah. No, turn that thing what? Around. I can't hear anybody. What's
where?
Going on? Joe Stacks. Wait. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, things are blowing up. There's all kinds of hell breaking loose in the studio. And now, Joe, it's very exciting that we've heard from some people now in Halifax, Nova Scotia, as people you may know. For whatever reason, this program, Lost Discs Radio Show, is syndicated on 88.1 FM, Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Come on, really?
Yeah, it's on Tuesday mornings at 4 a.m. Atlantic time. No lie.
It totally
what
is.
What happens at 4 a.m., though?
What happens at 4 a.m.?
It becomes 4:20 a.m. real soon.
Holy crap, it does. Yeah, so we're on at 4:20 in Halifax, you know, and we're up, and the kids are up, you know, they're waking, and they're getting stuff in the oven, and they're baking stuff.
Is that what they always have, and sunlight and no light?
It's always daylight up there, because they're always, you know, brewing up another pot of our show.
Lobster.
So for a while now, we've been like, well, gee, it'd be nice to hear from someone actually in Halifax who's up at that hour, getting it, and we've heard from two people. One guy says back in October he was up studying for midterms. And just this past week, we heard from a guy named Terry. We assume it's a guy named Terry. Spells it with a Y, right? Terry in Halifax, and he was up driving on his way to work, apparently, and getting on his car radio, and he said, you know, CKDU there just upped themselves from 33 watts to 3,200 watts back in February of 06.
That's like a 10,000% increase.
I'm saying. We're all over up there, man. We're all over the Atlantic time zone, folks. You dig what I'm saying for all those folks? And I promised him that when we gave him a shout out, we would spin something from some Canadian sort of garage action. So here it is. Joe, do you want to say anything about McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline?
Only that they're a kickin' blues rock band from some of the finer bands of Toronto coming together. Originally, the McKenna portion of the band, Mike McKenna, had been a member of Luke and the Apostles and a member, very much at the tail end of their career, a member of the Ugly Ducklings.
Oh,
and the original bassist in the group was Denny. Can't talk tonight. Sorry, Denny Girard from the Poppers.
Wow, boy, they had something going in every.
They got a nice. They got a nice lineage there.
Yeah, certainly. All right, folks, let's get down to it. A little bit of Canadian action for you on the show tonight. It's McKenna Mainline. No, McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline. Boy, gotta watch out for this stuff. They're gonna drive you tonight on the show, man.
Drive you. Run you all night long. I wanna drive you. Run you all night long. I got a full tank of gas. My engine's running so strong. My battery's charging. In my oil pressure's running high.
barking up orders. Like these guys came on us, three guys and a chick, grubby looking guys. And all of a sudden, man, they flashed badges at us, and I freaked right out. I've never been so frightened. And they were searching for something, and like, I just didn't believe it. And I've never been so frightened in my life. That happened in Soho in England.
Real cool.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Radio. Real cool. Radio.
Not everyone agrees on the value of marijuana.
There's your bill, woman. Girl, you know you just made the order. Yes, you're a special bill, little thing. Girl, you know you just made the order. That's why I wanna thank your mommy and your daddy for raising such a sweet little daughter. It's custom built, woman. You know you out of the book. Yes, you are special built little thing. You know you're out of the book. Every time you walk down the street, men just have to stop and look. Special beautiful angel, the sweetest song they ever played.
Nothing like a little bit of feedback to end your blues with, folks, and that's why we bring it to you live on the show like this on Saturday nights, and people dig it. Apparently, Mike in Keswick emailing back in and saying, oh my god, you played McKendelson mainline Mendelssohn Joe, or whoever you played. It was great, and he's knocked out. He's called Blondie, he's knocked out, he is. And here's Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona. Good old Mr. Bill, who fights them forest fires, you know. He's saying, the shortwave god is... Well, sorry. The shortwave god sucks, and I keep playing more music that doesn't, and things like that. And then Ken and Marlene. Now, wait, now these people are from Toronto. Yeah, hi, guys and gals, they say. They're sitting back and digging the show with Marlene's cousin Bob. Well, do we need to know that? I don't know.
But what about Bob?
Yeah, see? What about Bob? What about? Praise Bob. The 807s are going down smooth. Lee. Smooth. Smoothly. Lee.
What?
I don't know. The 807s, man. That's Ken in Toronto. See? That's Ken and Marlene and Bob in Toronto. Folks, it's time. We're going to have to do it now. See, if you actually took the time, you went on the internet thing there. You typed up at the browser. You went to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. Without the dubs, there's no triple dubs in front of it. That's the weirdest thing, and then, you know, you'll never find it, and you'll be cursing us out. But if you get there and you spell the word discs with a C and all that yeah, you're going to vote on your favorite record label of ours that we have up on our poll at our website. And we're going to count down the results of our last poll right now. Here we go. Hey. I'm handing the results.
Where is this?
Oh, he's
in the ergonomic chair suddenly.
We going to get him on the line there.
Oh.
Okay. Now,
hey, there's been a dip in the participation.
Well, sort of. I know this third place loser here only gets, what, like one vote or something?
You were exactly.
I'm going to queue it up.
There's one vote.
Hang on a second. Let me queue this. Oh, there we go. Okay. Go ahead. Tell us what it is there, Doc. What the heck?
That, yeah.
How can that happen in this day and age?
I have no idea, but one vote represented 2% of the total votes.
Now, you see what's happening in this democracy? This is supposedly some democracy. We can't even hold a vote and know really what the results are. True.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
Again, once again, it does not add up to 100%.
This is the electronic voting. This is what you get, folks, when it's electronically handled. So, all right. Well, we're going to spin it tonight.
All right,
Are you ready? Stand by.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987654.
It's going to be the Hunt Records label. Oh, yeah, the Hunt Records label tonight. Coming in third place on the poll. It's Doc Bagby. With anything. Yeah, the incredible sounds of Doc Bagby of the Hunt record label. Man, can you believe it only got one vote? Ladies and gentlemen, it's true. On the poll at our website, it only got one measly, pimply little vote there. What'd you do?
Yeah, I have to admit, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, typical.
Usually I vote about 55 times.
How many total votes do we get this time, by the way?
Yeah, let me see if that adds up. Yeah, that... Yeah, 39 total votes.
See, this is why. Things aren't working out.
Yeah, it's in like 3 months.
It's a lot, Doc. And so, now this next, yes. That got a hearty laugh in the studio. So what's happening now is number two is kind of interesting, I guess. We want to talk about it there?
Well, it got six votes. That is 15% of the total.
Well, now, keep in mind, people are not voting for the music. They can't listen to these things necessarily, but they're just looking at the record label.
Right.
And we had the Hunt label there. Now we've got... What do we got?
This is the Scram.
Scram?
Yeah, like scram, like get out, scram.
I had a case of that once.
Scram.
Lost Discs Radio.
Oh my God.
Play speak number.
10987654.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of a dance craze. Don't you know, as we say around. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh my
one,
God.
Two. A one.
Stand by, folks. Incredible sounds of Eddie Bo on the Scram label tonight, man. With a hook and sling. Dig it. Folks,
the record's got a scram.
What did you say about Scram, Plow King? You said something. Get him on the mic. What did he say there?
He said he caught it once.
I caught a case of the scrams once. Well, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it was a long couple days.
Well, that record label there, Scram, was number two in our poll. Does number two have anything to do?
There's a lot of number twos with the Scram.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Would you want me to hit it back over here to Doc for the number one?
Yeah, sure. You know, he's got to give us the results.
Because I'm not very good at math.
You could read it right off the page there. We printed it from the website.
Come on.
Go ahead. No, we're all hooked up on the internet now, man.
What am I doing? Okay, hang
no,
in
seriously.
There.
Go ahead.
Okay, why don't you fire off that countdown there?
All right, well, I'm firing off. Okay.
Countdown number one.
Hey, I got a question. How come oldie stations are always playing the same song? How about some new oldies, geniuses?
Go ahead, give it to us quick.
All right, here we go. The number one with 32 votes, which is 82%, is Hide Out.
That's right, man.
Kick it, Jimmy.
The Hide Out label.
The Hide Out.
Discs Radio.
It was gorgeous, an experience that thrilled me, that made me feel really alive for the first time.
What do you do on a Friday night, Nora, Nora? What do you do on a Friday night, Nora, Nora? Do you go out with the girls, Nora? Do you go out with the guys, Nora? What do you do on a Saturday night, Nora, Nora? What do you do on a Saturday night, Nora, Nora? Do you go out with the girls, Nora? Do you go out with the guys, Nora?
That's right. Folks, it's the incredible sounds there of the Dr. West Medicine Show and Junk Band.
Is that a
Go Go Records label, man?
Somebody in that band playing the kazoo?
They were playing a Grand Wazoo, is what they were playing.
Really?
Hey, you ever play the Grand Wazoo?
I haven't. I think Plow King has.
I think Plow King once.
A couple times a week?
I thought he played the Grand Wazoo in a play once or something. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God! Before the Dr. West thing there, that
every time before a big snowstorm,
every time before a big snowstorm, he plays the Grand Wazoo. That makes sense at least. Before that there, that was getting everybody uptight. We was digging the Underdogs. Now that was some incredible garage action on the Hideout Records label.
Number one,
okay, out of Detroit, Michigan. Okay, number one on the poll at our website. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Staggs, give it to us straight there about the Underdogs. What do we want to know there?
Well, okay, you say they're from Detroit. You're right. They're from the suburb of Grosse Pointe. And they, in the, like, about 64, 65, were one of the big names at one of the teen clubs in the Grosse Pointe area called The Hideout.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to put out some local bands on their own local label.
Oh, very cool.
Hence Hideout Records. And what you guys were spinning tonight, I really thought you were going to play Friday Night at the Hideout, because I've heard you spin that one before.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, they cut a couple of 45s for Hideout. They were picked up for national distribution by Reprise. Didn't really make the scene.
Yeah.
And this was their last single, the B side of their last single on Hideout in 1966. Before they would sign to a subsidiary of Motown Records called VIP. For one single, which bubbled under and then just kind of...
Yeah, hit the Billboard bubbling under charts is what you're saying, right?
Sure.
So like it hit, like, what, number 125 on the charts?
You were almost on the money.
Oh, yeah? How much? What was it?
It peaked at 122.
122, oh, very good. Well, that's the kind of stuff that we like to dig, man. That's why it's a lost disc, and that's, well, hell, I guess that's why we do this sort of thing around here, folks. That's why Joe Staggs is on the line, and the Plow King stops by, because, well, actually, I don't know why he stops by. Plow King, why is what do you want to say for yourself?
I got the Grand Wazoo.
Hey, actually, well, go ahead, Plow King.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's on the mic.
What? Well, you know, I try to stop by as much as I can. You know, it's been a little busy, but it's the they're saying a little snow on Monday, so we're a little excited like a virgin on prom night.
Whoa!
So
what did you just say?
We're just kind of hanging out. The boss has got us on alert one, just waiting for the next orders.
Is that like an orange alert?
Yes, yeah. Kind of like that. We're at like an orange terrace level or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just kind of hang tight, and he's going to call us Sunday and let us know what's going on with the weather.
Wow.
So, we got to kind of be good boys and girls here, and we'll just, see what he's going to do. But, I'm excited. It's good to be back out on the road.
Hey, real quick over there, Radio Phil had
Phil, I'm going to pass it over to Radio Phil here.
He had an observation on the scene here earlier.
I don't know if my cord's long enough,
the
so hang
studio,
on.
Plow King. That's not what the chicks say. No, okay, go ahead there. Radio Phil is on the air.
I just noticed that the radio station in Canada that we're syndicated on.
Oh, you mean CKDU, Halifax.
Yeah, every time you say that, I just think that that's probably the way a dyslexic spells duck.
It's CKDU.
CKDU, yeah. So.
All right, laser. Oh, man. We shouldn't be beating up on them Canadians like that. That's the thing. They're the only ones listening to this program.
They have good bacon.
For the most part. And, yeah. Anyway, well, thank you very much, folks. You've been digging it. Dr. Doug Brown's been with you live in the studio.
I am. Can I share one little thing about
Canada? Yeah, sure, quick.
We went to Canada, and we had to go try to find a six-pack of beer. And we asked the lady at the grocery store, where do we get beer? And she goes, at the beer store. So we said, well, where is that? And she goes, well, you go here, take a left, go right, down here, it's like two blocks.
Yeah.
So we do that, and then we come to a place called the beer store.
Nah, come on.
I swear to God. And you can't just go buy the beer. You have to pick it out from a display on the wall. You go up and tell the girl you want like E5. And she yells out like E5, and you pay, and then it comes flying out in a conveyor belt.
Them Canadians know how to live, man. Let me tell you what.
It's the beer store. It's like... And there was like a line like of like 12 people. I'm like, this line is going to be forever. But it's like everybody's like, E5. It's like, that'll be $10. And it went by in like 2 minutes. And the beer just came flying out. They take their beer and walk out the door.
All right. Well, Doc, I'm very happy for you that you had such a great experience up north. Joe Stacks on the phone out of Pittsburgh, PA. Good night, Joe. Thanks for being on once again.
Good night, all. Hey, and quick props to Her Royal Flyness Queen Christie of Pittsburgh for helping me out with some website information.
Excellent. We'll dig you next week, folks, live on WBCQ, The Planet. Until then, you gotta stay really cool. You know what I'm saying?